Daylight Savings Time. Since 1918, the United States has implemented daylight savings time. This was done initially as a way to maximize daytime to help conserve fuel during World War I. However, even after the war, this practice still continued, and daylight savings time was standardized in 1966 with the Uniform Time Act. Daylight savings time is the practice of moving clocks forward by 1 hour during the summer months, so there is more daylight time in the evening. In the United States, daylight savings time starts when clocks are changed at 2 a.m. local time on the second Sunday in March to an hour later and ends at 2 a.m. local time on the first Sunday in November, when clocks are moved an hour back. Most of North America and Europe observe daylight savings, but a majority of other countries do not, especially those located close to the equator. Some states in the United States, Hawaii and Arizona, and territories do not currently observe daylight savings time due to climate and length of daytime year-round. The idea of changing clocks with the seasons can be traced back to 1895, when New Zealand entomologist George Hudson was the first to propose daylight savings time. He did so because he argued that it would conserve energy and extend summer daylight hours, but also secretly because it would benefit his hobby of collecting insects after work. The first city to enact daylight savings time was Port Arthur in Ontario, Canada, in 1908. Germany then became the first country to enact daylight savings time nationally in 1916, and this was the catalyst for other European countries and the United States to start its implementation. Daylight savings has become a controversial topic recently. There is a misconception that daylight savings time was originally adopted to benefit farmers, but actually many farmers are opposed to daylight savings because it disrupts their schedules. The average American also generally tends to find the time change to be an inconvenience at first because of sleep loss. However, many still think that there is a benefit because it allows for more light time in the evening following the average work day. In 2022, there was a push to make daylight savings time permanent through a bill known as the Sunshine Protection Act. The bill did not make it through the House of Representatives, and that is why the majority of the United States still observes daylight savings time.